Thanks for the very challenging question. I've already partially answered in a way in my previous interventions. In my work slash our work, which is not the work of the whole DG, yeah? So it's a work of a unit which can sort of trigger changes in other units in the DG. But I think we are working mostly on what in transformative innovation policy is called reflexivity and learning. So with experimentation, okay, experimentation is intended in many different ways. So we work with very formal methods for experimentation, like randomized controlled trials, which you might have heard. So basically testing what kind of actions or interventions can help change behavior. But also with these different or complementary evaluation frameworks where we don't just assess the causality between A to B, but correlations and causal relationships or feedback loops between many iterative or interactive, interconnected processes, taking this view of the value chain that I was talking about before, so not just R&D, but really from R&D down to commercialization, and how these feedbacks, for instance, in reinvestments in R&D, creating new opportunities for disruptive or incremental innovation, and also considering metrics proxies for long-term impacts that are not just patents, but the actual, like tangible things like drugs launched in the market, like electrolyzers that are being adopted both by customers and so on. So this is how we are trying to apply this concept of transformative innovation into our work.
Thank you.
Yes, this